Tovshin Ayin, Tisha B'Av, in the morning. We're starting the kinos now. We're starting with the first kino.
Svarim throughout the ages have always have seen a parallel between Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. That it's not just coincidence that Chazal chose to make the Inuyei Hayom, the fasting, the Isser Chitza, all the Inuyim on Tisha B'Av, the 24-hour fast, parallel to Yom HaKippurim. And they see in Tisha B'Av an opportunity to grow close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously in a very, very different way than Yom HaKippurim, but through being misboning, through feeling the loss, through being misboning in what could have been, what should have been, what was, feeling the chisaron shechina, feeling the hester ponim, and being mishtokek, having a desire, realizing how much has befallen the Jewish people because of this hester ponim, and developing that tshuka can make a person feel close, come close, and grow from that desire. I would think the peak of Tisha B'Av, if let's say on Purim, we say the peak of Simcha is reached by the Seuda, probably the Avodas Hayom, the peak of the 24, 25 hours of Tisha B'Av is in the saying of the Kinos. And the Kinos go through a variety of themes. Some of them speak about the Beis HaMikdash, some of them speak about the Golos, some speak about the murder and torture of Jews throughout the ages. Some talk about, certainly allude to, the Golos HaShechina, the Tsar HaShechina, as if there's a family and a tragedy befell one of the children in the family. And certainly the father wants to see that the other children not only feel the tsar of their loss because of what befell one of their brothers, but he wants to see that they feel his loss, that they understand the tsar that the father is undergoing. And so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who kibayochol feels tsar, B'tzaron shel Yisrael, a concept that's explained by the Maral, by others. Certainly he wants to see that we relate to that as well, that we feel for the Chilul Hashem, for the Tzar HaShechina. And again, this is brought out by so many of the kinos. We say only some of them. We say it slowly. It's introduced by a speaker. Just about everyone, I assume, by now, when I was growing up, it wasn't like that, but by now, probably has a kinos with either an English translation or this kinos hamaforash or kinos hamavueres. And we can say each one slowly and feel, we're supposed to be boche. Certainly at least to be mitzta'er in the tsar of all of these themes that the different kinos talk about. The first kino is a very intricate one poetically, as so many of them are. It interweaves all of the prokim of Eicha in various, this pasuk, that pasuk. Each paragraph goes through or cites or is based on a pasuk in a different perek in Eicha. It starts from the middle. Apparently, there was a first part to this kina, and it's starting now from the letter samach. Just to read the first paragraph. Shavas is referring to the cessation of simcha that Klal Yisrael underwent with the Churban and the Golus. And then it talks about Suru Mimeni Shemuni Ovrai or Ochrai, that the Goyim call us Tomei, and we really can relate to that nowadays when the Jewish people, Israel, the Jews, have become a pariah in the world community. And we're disgusting with something that people, that most of the world bridles at and has tainus to. And this is what the Pasukim and Eicha talk about. Stiu ma'os hasimuni be'edrei chaverai. My former friends now look at me as something ma'os, as something to shun, as something to go away from. Sakoso mishkan mischos devirai. There's a connection between the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila and the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. But now there's a separation. Sakosa, you made a kisui from your mishkan, mischos, from overlooking and being connected to the Virai, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. So all of this happened once we're disconnected from the Ribono Shel Olam. Once his Beis HaMikdash has now become disconnected from ours. Sakosa, v'huvlugu giborai. This mechitza has made our giborim, whether it's giborim in Torah, giborim in strength, giborim warriors, to fall in battle. Sofkuchaf, our sonim are happy at our tzara. We see this now at days as well, where there's a simcha when a tragedy befalls the Jewish people. They dance in the streets, even if they don't gain anything by it. But just the very fact that we have suffered a tragedy is a cause for simcha and sfikas kaf on the part of our oivim, while umadue varai, our limbs tremble at the news, at the tragedy, at the tzara. Kesilo kol abiroi. And this is Hashem is causing this, and this is what we're mitzar over. This is a direct quote from Apostle Kenecha, Silo Chol Abirai. Shava surumeni shimuni ovrai, Sviyumos ha simuni medrecha veirai.